Blog Talk Radio.
Love in a circle, hearts in a line. of good faith. Oh, you children, for we go from strength to strength. For we go from glory to glory. Be of good faith. Don't be afraid, for here.
my hand, your glory meets me. One day when Abraham took his son Isaac to Mount Moriah, Isaac asked his father, where is the lamb for the burnt offering? And Abraham said in Genesis 22:8, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for our burnt offering. Well, God did provide a lamb, and then years later provided the lamb for, we read in John chapter 1:29, when John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him, he said, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. It was no coincidence that Jesus, the Lamb of God, arrived in Jerusalem during the Passover celebration. It was no coincidence that Jesus died on Passover, for Jesus was God's sacrificial lamb. In Romans chapter 6, verse 10, for the death that he died to sin for all, but the life that he lives to God. So let me tell you something about Jesus Christ. His timing is always perfect. He's an on-time God. He's never late. He's never early. He's always right on time. And may you be wondering what his holdup is today in your life. You cannot improve on God's timing. The Bible says that when Jesus was born, that he came into the fullness of time. That just means that he came right on time. When he arrived in Jerusalem during Passover, he arrived right on time to accomplish once and for all what hundreds of thousands of sacrificed lambs could only accomplish until the next Passover, forgiveness of sin. And when Jesus comes again, he will come right on time. And I tell you something else, his timing will be perfect for you too. So we read that the Passover lamb was coming to Jerusalem to be sacrificed as a Passover lamb, the occasion of his arrival, the celebration of his arrival. What a crowd there was in Jerusalem that week. Historian Josephus recorded that in AD 65, 30 years before the Passover on John 12, that the high priest counted the actual number of lambs that were sacrificed that year. The high priest counted 256, 500 lambs. The law stipulated that a minimum of 10 people were required for one sacrificial lamb. That meant there was a crowd in Jerusalem of at least 3 million people. And that was a city of about 75,000 people. So when Jesus arrived for Passover, people were everywhere. It was not only an enormous crowd, it was an excited crowd. And to add to the excitement, they heard that Jesus was on his way for a celebration. Now in verse 13, we read, what should they have shouted? Verse 13, took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him and cried out, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel. With 3 million people converging on a town of 75,000, people would stay in little villages outside of Jerusalem during the Passover. In fact, Jesus had come from Bethany himself. The name Bethany means house of dates. A date tree is a large palm tree that are plentiful in Jerusalem even to this day. So as Jesus approached Jerusalem, they took branches of palm trees and waved them and paved the road with them. Luke tells us in 11:8 that many spread their garments on the road, and others cut down leafy branches from trees and spread them on the road. The palm was a symbol of victory. When a military leader rode into a town after a victory, the people would have palm branches. And when Jesus rode into town, they were waving those palm branches and paving the road with them was their way of saying that there was victory in Jesus. And what did they shout? They shout, Hosanna, which means save now, we pray. They are looking to Jesus to meet their spiritual needs. And then they shouted in Psalms chapter 118, verse 26, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Okay, but notice not only what they shouted is what they saw. In verses 14 and 15, then Jesus, when he had found a young donkey, sat on it and as written, fear not, daughter of Zion, behold, our king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt. The crowd saw that day prophecy being fulfilled. The prophet Zechariah declared 550 years before Jesus rode into Jerusalem in Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9, rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. He is just and having salvation. He is lowly riding on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey. Do you see it? The day Jesus arrived fulfilled the prophecy of the word of God. It was Jacob that said he would come in Genesis 40, verse 10. Shiloh, ruler of prince, comes in to him shall be obedience of the people. It was Daniel who told when he would come, even the day in the Daniel chapter 9, verse 25. And it was Zechariah who told Now he would come in riding upon a donkey. Now when a king or a ruler would ride a horse, it meant that he was bent on war. But when he rode on a donkey, it meant that he was bent on peace. And Jesus rode into town on that donkey. And fulfilling the prophecy of Zechariah, he was saying as their king, he had come in peace to give them peace. And just as their shouting said that Jesus would meet their spiritual needs, what did they see? They let him know what Jesus could also meet their emotional needs. So there was what they shouted and what they saw and what they speculated. That crowd in Jerusalem believed that Jesus would not only meet their spiritual needs by what they shouted and meet their emotional needs by what they saw. They also believed that Jesus would meet their social needs by what they speculated. They figured that if Jesus could raise the dead and heal the sick and feed the hungry, he had enough power and pull to release them from the yoke of the Romans. In fact, we read in verses 17 and 18, therefore the people who were with him when he called Lazarus out of the tomb and raised him from the dead bore witness. For this reason, the people also met him because they heard that he had done the sign. They had a bad case of king fever and were caught up in the moment. Thousands of people were there. It was Passover celebration. Those who were there when Jesus raised Lazarus were too giving of an eyewitness account of what Jesus did that day. Emotions were running high. But let me tell you something about the crowd that participated in the celebration of Jesus. But they were not interested in the commitment to Jesus. They wanted a feel-good experience rather than a faith in Jesus. And they remind me of a lot of people who attend worship service after worship service Sunday by Sunday. They get excited about Jesus. They attend worship. They join the church. They may get baptized, and then pressure comes. Then a crisis comes, and they abandon the one they once applauded. They have celebration without commitment, just like the crowd that day. They want to get an excitement of Jesus, but don't talk to them about singing on the choir or teaching Sunday school class or giving God all of his day is worshiping by Sunday night. Don't talk to them about tithing. They want celebration without commitment. You say, Ken, are those people saved? Well, listen to the words of Jesus in Matthew chapter 10, verse 22. And he will be hated by all for my name's sake, but he who endures to the end will be saved. We like to talk about the doctrine of the security of the believer. We need to talk about the doctrine of the security of the unbeliever. This idea is that somebody can walk an aisle, join the church, and get baptized, and walk out of here and live like the world, and act like the world, and talk like the world, and then they say, well, I believe in the security of the believer. Once saved, always saved is contrary to the word of God. Jesus said, but he who endures to the end will be saved. Now, he is not saying that somebody is saved because they endure to the end. He's saying that they endure to the end because they are saved. I know that a crowd on Palm Sunday were not interested in crowning Jesus because they crucified Jesus in John 12. They were shouting, hail him, hail him. In John 19, they were shouting, nail him, nail him. One minute they were rejoicing while the next minute they were rejecting. It went from adoration to an applause to abandonment. They went from hail him to nail him. They wanted freedom from the Romans, but they didn't want anything to do with the holiness and repentance and surrender. Well, our time is about spent, so let me just mention one last thing that happened that day that King Jesus arrived. Thirdly, the frustration because of his arrival. Verse 19, the Pharisees therefore said among themselves, you see that you are accomplishing nothing. Look, the world has gone after him. The devil tried to stamp out Jesus through the religious leaders of his day. And when we looked at this scene, they thought they had lost control, but their frustration was short-lived. In just a few days, Judas would cut a deal with him for 30 pieces of silver and save the day. Friend, when Jesus steps in the spotlight, it's his citizen time. You have to decide to either receive him or reject him. Crown him or crucify him. I'm talking to some people today like the crowd in that day. You are looking into Christ without living in Christ. You want to be a part of the celebration but without any commitment. You're a mere spectator and not a saint. But may I tell you that what God formed and the devil deformed, Jesus transforms. Life is never the same after the King Jesus arrives in your heart. For the he who endures to the end will be saved. A faith that thistles is a faith that was faulty from the start. Amen. Let us pray. Amen. Lord, our Savior, you are Lord, our helper. Show yourself again and again in our hearts as a Savior who is strong to help us even in difficult times, Lord. Remember that many people who sigh to you, Lord, guide them into the protection of the Almighty God, Lord. Even if they suffer pain and distress and must go through fear and anxiety, even if they die, Lord Jesus, you are comfort and help. And everything that life brings you, brings us, you will show yourself as the one who does the will of God and who carries it out for us on earth. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, let's get into the most important question. And that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay. Excuse me. Because you will get a chance to in just a moment. But let me ask you, are you tired of traveling down this long, dusty road, never knowing which way is up or down? Or whether you need purpose, or maybe you're lacking it, okay? Or maybe you suffer from depression or anxiety. Or maybe you suffer from something much worse, as an addiction to alcohol, drugs, sexual immorality, gambling, or reading. Whatever it may be, the Lord can take it away, but in order for him to do so, he has to know you. So the question is, do you want to get to know the Lord Jesus tonight? If so, simply say this prayer after me. Say, dear God in heaven, I come to you in the name of Jesus. I acknowledge you that I'm a sinner, and I am so sorry for my sins and the life that I have lived. I so desperately need your forgiveness. I believe that your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, shed his precious blood on the cross of Calvary and died for my sins, and I am now willing to turn from my sin. You said in your holy word in Romans 10:9 that if we confess the Lord our God and believe in our hearts that God raised Jesus from the dead, we shall be saved. So right now, I confess Jesus as Lord of my soul. With my heart, I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. In this very moment, I accept Jesus Christ as my own personal Savior, and according to his word, right now I am saved. So I want to say thank you, Jesus, for your unlimited grace, which has saved me from my sins. I thank you, Jesus, that your grace never leads to license, but rather it always leads to repentance. So therefore, Lord Jesus, transform my life so that I may bring glory and honor to you alone and not to myself. So once again, I want to say thank you, Jesus, for dying for me and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Did you pray and receive Christ? Please give us your name so we can pray for you. If you just said this prayer, we welcome you into the family of the Lord. We want to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Amen. Well, if you said this prayer, we would like you to call into area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487 and press the 1 key. When you press the 1 key, you will come on live, and you can tell us that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. I mean, right now, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and all his angels and everyone in heaven is rejoicing that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. So won't you let us rejoice with them? Amen. Well, I've got a caller from area code 205. I'm going to take that caller now and see what he's got to say. Hello, Larry, code 205.
And that's how much on a plane if I can't pull crap my stank my pants.
Screw that.
Well, I was on the plane. I was on the plane and accident. I took my pants and a jersey. Come back.
Okay. All righty. Whatever that was. Let's play some music.
Life forever, I will call it yours.
And love so great, it taught my heart to beat again. To call your praise will ever be upon my head. I give it.
missing out with that vibe.
On my way home.
Don't dwell on the past and let's just gal gal.
Let's go.
My life ain't feel skippy, come feel tripping if you don't believe it. My life is a war zone, no meal ticket, nothing's coming to leave. I got a lot of bad burns, I got a few sad ones. Bullet holes in my L1s, I'll be done without that song. Yeah, I love a few lovers, I enjoyed a lot of good times. For the journey, but my heart knows that's a good sign.
Oh, Lord,
when we stop in my pilgrimage uptown.
Oh, Lord,
I made it way, way too high to come down.
Somebody told me
I ain't gotta pack no license plate.
Somebody told me
ain't no joy that I want that I can't get. Life is, we know what we're trying. I made it there with my gang. The creep with the lemon was slain.
A billion years ahead. So world will be nothing. There's a joy that's coming like the morning. Nothing that we left will compare to this new song. Heart united in freedom. And it sounds like,
oh, we out here, my baby, we do the same, violent and vicious. Fangs, wildin' and wicked fools, man. We get the trap in the food chain. Cannibalizing our crews, daily is dude slang. Murderers thinking they know. If you don't think it's true, ask my dude Kang. Tell me how civilized. There's a world where the killer thrives. Darker victims villainized.
Yeah.
Then authorities ill advised. The snake in his venom is our lineage, no immunized. We need a Jonah, we ninevised. Enterprise. The lion of Judah, he came. The sun set down in our world, a steely rain. A infatuation with killing, the sin to him, he was slain. All that he made would get his redemption, is finally reclaimed. We'll say,
somebody told me.
Won't need a shoulder to weep on no more tears.
Somebody told me.
I ain't gotta hold no heat, ain't no more fear. Life is, we know what would change. Don't need no pills, ain't no pain. Ain't no success or forever, he reigns.
A billion years ahead, this old world will be nothing. There's a joy that is coming like the morning. Nothing that we left will compare to this new song. Heart united in freedom, and it sounds like.
Into the prophetic word for today. All right. The Bible says today, the setbacks you have faced are not an indication that I am saying no or that I have turned from you in any way. Delay is not denial. Sometimes I say yes, sometimes I say no, and sometimes I say not yet. When your answer is not immediate, then I expect you to receive it as an invitation to receive my process, what you hope to receive by instantaneous outcome. You can step into your suddenly when you understand my process. Sometimes my suddenly is not an instant answer, but an instant invitation to cooperate with what I am doing in a deeper way for a length of time you would rather not have to wait. Why do you think I said in your patience possess your soul? This is one great lesson that disciples embrace, but mere followers completely ignore. There is a difference between sudden and instant. But my answer to you is still yes and an amen. Are you ready to begin thinking differently about my promises than you have in times past? Your deliverance is nearer than you might think so. So often my people leave the field of battle just when the enemy is about to raise the white flag of surrender. You have need of patience that after you have done my will, you might receive the promise. What is my will and how do you discern my will in the midst of a pressure-filled situation? It isn't mere watching and waiting. The first thing to ask is who do you need to separate yourself from that is hindering your breakthrough? Abraham knew this and separated from Lot. Abraham knew this and sent Hagar away with his Ishmael solution. So listen to my voice and act on what you hear and see what happens next, says God. Amen. Well, this prophetic word goes out to those who need it, and you know who you are. Amen. Well, I'm going to bring on 757. Did you push the one key? Okay.
I can hear you.
Hello, Ashley.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I just wanted to call in, say hi, and wish you a happy Easter.
Well, thank you.
I have my own Easter plans, unfortunately. You're welcome. I had no Easter plans that didn't exactly go through. We were gonna have a haunted Easter egg hunt in our own.
A haunted Easter egg hunt?
For kids, but yeah. So the kids can go for Easter eggs, but there would be like a really scary looking rabbit. The guy in the scary rabbit costume chasing after. It was going to be fun, but yeah, but because of the corona stuff, we're not going to be able to do that, unfortunately. Well, I don't really have anything to say, so if you want to go ahead and put me back on mute, you can. But I was also wondering if Joe Gibson does come in and call, if you could bring me back on.
Oh, okay, sure. Yeah,
All right.
I can do that. Okay, I don't think he's going to. Did he have a show earlier today?
Yeah, just had a show, and according to someone in your chat, he was saying something about you.
Oh.
I don't know what.
Yeah, me either. Okay, because I didn't listen to a show today.
Yeah, it was just the same stuff. He had Chad on co-hosting and stupid MandelaCon with his 567 Ethiopian Empire stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, that was. You still need to do that prayer for my brain cells because I want so many of them listening.
Yeah, I've already said it. Yeah.
Oh, you did? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We got another caller. Let's take it and see who it is. Okay. All right. It's Richard Hopper.
Hi, Richard.
Well, okay, I'm going to say goodbye to everybody, and God bless you all. May you have a happy Easter. Okay, have a great weekend. God bless.